you are going to listen to a conversation about the Moon hoax, a number of arguments that cast doubt on the authenticity of the first moon landing by US astronauts. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I've been reading about a famous conspiracy theory, the moon hoax. It says that the moon landings were actually filmed in Hollywood studios and the Apollo astronauts never even came near the moon.
Yeah, it's interesting that people talk about it so seriously. They've probably seen some of the YouTube clips that are based on a program on Fox TV. It shows 5 or 6 arguments supporting that theory. I guess watching a guy from Star Trek presenting them as an expert, you can't help but find them convincing. Some people really think that theory to be the truth. I read somewhere that maybe even 30% of Americans now believe that the United States never went to the moon.
But what makes people believe such nonsense?
Well, for instance, people talk about the flag, you know. They point out that the flag is waving on the surface and they say, well, there's no atmosphere on the moon. The flag wouldn't be waving. But of course, the reality is, if you watch the complete footage, you can see that the astronaut worked some time on planting the flag on the surface and naturally his hand is moving about and touching the pole. Of course, then the flag, which is tied to the pole, is moving. After the astronaut has stepped away from the flag, you can see it hanging limply in space.
Okay, makes sense to me. But there's also talk about strange shadows in the pictures.
I'm not completely familiar with that, but I remember it was said that some shadows didn't line up. Or there was some talk about some alternate light sources like overlooked studio equipment. People said, oh, there should be no other light source in that case. I think, though, that people didn't consider the fact that the moon itself can reflect light so that it serves as an alternate light source. And that can explain the different shadows.
And could this also explain the non-visibility of the stars in the background of some pictures?
Yes, why not? The comparatively weak light of the stars might just be blocked out.
Fair enough. Then what about the one with the blast crater? People say that a big blast crater should have emerged under the lunar module.
Well, yes, right where the jet engine of the rocket would have lifted off. From what I understand, in that atmosphere and with the makeup of the surface of the moon, the force of the engine wasn't so powerful. This probably is completely overrated.
I see. But, Jordan, what about the one where some people can't hear the sound of the rockets? They actually have audio of the rocket landing and you can't hear the rocket engine.
Yeah, I guess perhaps the engine might be in such a location that the noise is dispersed out into open space.
So you're saying that because in space there's no pressure, there's nothing for the sounds to bounce off of, and it therefore might just be silent?
Well, yes. I mean, people have grown up watching movies like Star Wars. They think they go vroom when they travel through outer space. The reality is that there is no sound in space. It makes great entertainment, but it isn't great science. Oh, and Shania, by the way, NASA originally thought it was so ridiculous. I mean, when the program was first broadcast, that they didn't even respond to these accusations. I guess that made the conspiracy theorists think, that's it, NASA's afraid. They don't want to discuss any of these issues. But Actually, they just thought it was all a big joke. It wasn't until later that some science magazines took the time to completely disprove the hoax accusations line by line.
I've been reading about a famous conspiracy theory, the moon hoax. It says that the moon landings were actually filmed in Hollywood studios and the Apollo astronauts never even came near the moon.
Yeah, it's interesting that people talk about it so seriously. They've probably seen some of the YouTube clips that are based on a program on Fox TV. It shows five or six arguments supporting that theory. I guess watching a guy from Star Trek presenting them as an expert, you can't help but find them convincing. Some people really think that theory to be the truth. I read somewhere that maybe even 30% of Americans now believe that the United States never went to the moon.
But what makes people believe such nonsense?
Well, for instance, people talk about the flag, you know. They point out that the flag is waving on the surface and they say, well, there's no atmosphere on the moon. The flag wouldn't be waving. But of course, the reality is, if you watch the complete footage, you can see that the astronaut works some time on planting the flag on the surface, and naturally his hand is moving about and touching the pole. Of course, then the flag, which is tied to the pole, is moving. After the astronaut has stepped away from the flag, you can see it hanging limply in space.
Okay, makes sense to me. But there's also talk about strange shadows in the pictures.
I'm not completely familiar with that, but I remember it was said that some shadows didn't line up, or there was some talk about some alternate light sources like overlooked studio equipment. People said, oh, there should be no other light source in that case. I think, though, that people didn't consider the fact that the moon itself can reflect light so that it serves as an alternate light source, and that can explain the different shadows.
And could this also explain the non-visibility of the stars in the background of some pictures?
Yes, why not? The comparatively weak light of the stars might just be blocked out.
Fair enough. Then what about the one with the blast crater? People say that a big blast crater should have emerged under the lunar module.
Well, yes, right where the jet engine of the rocket would have lifted off. From what I understand, in that atmosphere and with the makeup of the surface of the moon, the force of the engine wasn't so powerful. This probably is completely overrated.
I see. But, Jordan, what about the one where some people can't hear the sound of the rockets? They actually have audio of the rocket landing and you can't hear the rocket engine.
Yeah, I guess perhaps the engine might be in such a location that the noise is dispersed out into open space.
So you're saying that because in space there's no pressure, there's nothing for the sounds to bounce off of, and it therefore might just be silent?
Well, yes. I mean, people have grown up watching movies like Star Wars. They think they go vroom when they travel through outer space. The reality is that there is no sound in space. It makes great entertainment, but it isn't great science. Oh, and Shania, by the way, NASA originally thought it was so ridiculous, I mean, when the program was first broadcast, that they didn't even respond to these accusations. I guess that made the conspiracy theorists think, that's it, NASA's afraid. They don't want to discuss any of these issues. But actually, they just thought it was all a big joke. It wasn't until later that some science magazines took the time to completely disprove the hoax accusations line by line.